say, one must be a socialist because it's right, not because it will succeed. We stand for principle because it's right. Needless to say, if we had not moved out of the United States, we would not have had an opportunity. Angela has no strong organization behind her. She gathers crowds together because people like entertainment. There's not real interest, as shown in the lack of support for the mine workers, steel workers, the mine construction workers, and what happened to the one little union that did, the garment workers, communist organization, a union, a small union in New York, all charged with conspiracy. Angela would do well to get into the labor market and fight for workers' rights, for this is where there has to come an awareness. If there is no strong trade union movement, no strong socialist party, no strong communist party, history has always shown that the nation so afflicted goes fascist. Just speaking about human rights, prison rights, does not get to the core of the issue. One has to politicize. That's perhaps why Angela still gets by with speaking, though we understand she too has been the victim in the last few weeks of a new tax harassment. And certainly, as happened with Charles Diggs, no matter how much you try to go along with the system and say that perhaps employment can be solved by capitalism like Huey Newton did, and that there can be changes of good humanitarian nature within the capitalist framework, as Charles Diggs, congressman, did, you end up finally framed, as he is, facing 175 years in a penitentiary. Stand by. Ghana is calling an end for military rule. Nigeria is doing the same. Perhaps that's the reason the good President Carter is making such a quick flight from Venezuela through Brazil over to Nigeria, hoping to stop the tide of demand for freedom amongst the people. The Organization of African States speaks that it seems most favorable to the fact that the Ghanaians will gain their liberty that they lost under Nkrumah, Ghana. The great man Nkrumah, ruler and liberator of Ghana, who was assassinated and overthrown by the CIA first, driven in exile. Young Cuban Brigade returns to visit Cuba. The sons of the former immigrants who fled from Cuba after the Soviet-assisted revolution of the Cuban people recently went back to Cuba, some 158 strong, requesting that they be able to stay and serve the revolution. Fidel answered that they, as Cubans, would be welcomed with open arms whenever they wanted to return to Cuba. After 4 hours of talk, as Fidel was leaving, the Brigadistas began to sing a popular communist Cuban song. Fidel, visibly moved, turned around, and without saying a word, embraced each of them. When he resumed his composure, he told the photographer, "Let's take some pictures with these young people," adding, "The country has grown with your presence." These were the children of people who fled Castro's island, originally out of fear of communism. But now they have had second thoughts, and 158 from New York area went back, members of the Antonio Maceo Brigade, offering to stay if necessary, or do whatever necessary to further the Cuban Revolution. They said they were willing to struggle in America but they felt that the odds of bringing change in USA were dismal indeed. And we are your sons and daughters, Fidel, was their parting statement. This gives you some news, coupled with the news that you already have from earlier, can be replayed. The earlier midday news can be replayed when the working hour of 6:30 comes, and then we can try to digest. There will be socialist classes on Friday, town forum rally on Saturday. I will be staying in this area. Tonight, they will give you announcements of meetings. Again, I want to urge all of you to see this beautiful Technicolor film of an actual true-to-life event where they attempted the murder of the despot of France, who's one of the allies of USA that tried to invade just recently the Puerto Ricans, a territory of the USA, who were successfully removed by fishing, little fishing boats. What a remarkable demonstration of strength and character. Also, the Boston Globe says Flint was hit by the CIA through their mafia connections. The Boston Globe states there is a conspiracy behind the shooting of Hustler magazine founder Larry Flint. Flint's associates in Los Angeles are investigating suspicions that the attack which left Flint in serious condition in a Georgian hospital following removal of his spleen and portions of both large and small intestines may have been the work of government agents. But more than that, the Boston Globe says, working through organized crime. There seems to be some mixture of writing here and reports shot down. I cannot see clear information that the man is dead, although one report gave it over the radio. I see that the more recent news that I have jotted down did say he was assassinated. But investigative reporter, author, and KTT News personality Chuck Ashman is exploring the possibility the assassination attempt was more than the work of a lone gunman with religious delusions. Yes, it is not up to date with the prior one that I just read. However, the prior one that I gave you did not say that he was assassinated. It said he was gunned down. Be interesting to see what his state is. We could ask on the radio tonight and clarify, because I want to give you accuracy in the news at all times. Said that he had the removal of his spleen and portions, large portions of both the large and small intestines, and he's in very, very critical condition, according to this article. The mafia wanted to see Larry Flint put away, according to Ashman, who's working on the article on Flint's shooting for La Free Press. Flint, faced with refusal of major American magazine distributors to handle Hustler, established his own nationwide distribution system. It's become hugely successful, and now Flint has been distributing other magazines which, because of their offbeat topics, could not find major distribution outlets previously. High Times is now carried by Flint, and even made a pitch to Mother Jones. According to Ashman, major magazine distribution has been a target of mafia involvement. Flint, however, is a maverick and runs his own operation. So according to their informants in Los Angeles, the mafia agreed to do the hit for the CIA, in spite of Flint's assurances that he'd been born again and was now a very good little boy and would not give the CIA any trouble. Didn't work. Flint was on trial, as I said, for obscenity charges relating to the distribution of Hustler magazine when he was gunned down. The judge declared that first time it was a mistrial, but then they reinstituted proceedings again. And so, that is about the coverage of the news. Zimbabwean forces are fighting valiantly along the side of the Mozambicans and the Tanzanians and Zambians in a struggle to overthrow the Ian Smith regime. At this point, they have not been able to drive out the guerrillas. The armed forces of Rhodesia, well armed and equipped by the United States, have not been able to crush the Patriotic Front that represents 3 out of 4 of the Rhodesian people, or the Zimbabweans, and so the struggle goes on for liberation. Angola has indeed driven out the forces of reaction in Zaire, backed by the United States. That is the news for the moment. Enough to think about, I think. The miners are still, some of them, not crossing the picket line of the mine construction workers, though they're in dismal conditions, and the working class is giving them no support. All right. Much love to you. And when the whistle blows, replay the first news of the day. Then you can follow up with this, with the music, then following that our young people like. And there'll be a movie, and others will announce what is the order of the evening. Thank you very much. Socialist classes tomorrow night. Required attendance for all. Testing over all the news, so listen very, very closely and digest the news well. As Abraham Lincoln said, if you would be free, you have to have the facts. You have to be informed. And we will be free, won't we, my darlings?